Cincinnati City Manager Patrick Duhaney is now responding to a lawsuit filed by the Plush family. He offers his condolences and says the city has worked to evaluate, revise, and enhance the ways it responds to emergencies. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Ron and Jill Plush say they're frustrated two studies the city commissioned revealed more questions than answers. Their lawsuit names Cincinnati, a former city manager, two dispatchers, and two police officers. Attorney Jennifer Branch is in the process of getting records from the city as to what exactly went wrong.
We know some of it, but we don't know all of it. So the purpose of the lawsuit is to get to the bottom of that so that we can make the changes, tell the city what they did wrong, tell the citizens what they did wrong, tell Kyle's parents what went wrong, because their goal is to make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else.
Branch has asked the court for a temporary restraining order to prevent the city from destroying documents. The law firm hired an outside investigator who concluded delays and omissions of information by 911 dispatchers led to Kyle's death. He became trapped in his minivan, and despite calls to 911 dispatchers, they were unable to find him. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.